Acts chapter 12. First Corinthians chapter 12. There's no way to do the subject justice that the Lord's laid upon our heart without reading a pretty significant portion of this 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians, so we're going to try to take our time and read verse 13 through 31. Verse 13 through the remainder of the chapter, 1 Corinthians 12. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. Rather we be Jews or Gentiles, rather we be bound or free, and have been made all to drink, been made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, am I not of the body? Is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it hath pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? And now are they many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee. Nor again the head to the eye, or to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God has tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And rather one member suffer, all the members suffer with it, or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles, have all the gifts of healing, do all speak with tongues, do all interpret, but covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I you a more excellent way. It's kind of a twisting, tangling portion of Scripture. But if you'll take the time to just read it verse by verse and just answer the questions that the Lord asks, it's not all that twisty and tangly at all. If you understand the body, what's the body? Well, the body has many parts, many different parts make up the body. The body is not one member. Just look at these passages of Scripture and reason through them one by one, and it'll open up much to you. I've asked you, or I've told you, what a church is. What is a church? I've asked you to define that. I have told you repeatedly over recent weeks that if you'll get a hold of church truth, I mean really grasp church truth, it'll have a radical difference upon your life. If you really understand church truth, these twisty, tangly things that we're looking at, even tonight, if you really understand church truth and get a hold of that, every passage of Scripture that the context speaks of the church will become all new to you. It'll just bless your heart tremendously. In verse number 27, first half of the verse, "Now ye are the body of Christ." Who's he speaking to? Ye are the body of Christ. You are the body of Christ. Go back to chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God and Sosthenes, our brother, he identifies himself as the author under inspiration. He identifies his title, he's an apostle of Jesus Christ according to the will of God. And in verse number 2, he writes unto the church of God which is at Corinth. This is a letter from the Apostle Paul written to the Corinthian assembly. And when he says in verse number 27, "You are the body of Christ," he's speaking to the church at Corinth. He's saying that the Corinthian church is the body of Christ. If you go to Ephesians chapter 1, Ephesians chapter 1, talking about God, talking about what God has done in and through Jesus Christ, what God has done with the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 20, "which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places." Jesus Christ rose again from the tomb, was upon earth for about 40 days. Then he ascended back up to glory and he sat down at the right hand of God. He's at the right hand of God still tonight, waiting the hour when he is sent to come and take his children home. He raised him from the dead. He set Jesus at his own right hand in the heavenly places. He set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. That's what God did with Christ. Highly exalted him, gave him a name which is above every name, set him down at his right hand side, gave him all authority, gave him power over the principalities, gave him might and dominion. Verse 22, "and hath put all things under his feet." All things means all things. I think the Bible in another place puts it this way: there is nothing that has not been put under Christ. God hath put all things under his feet, the feet of Christ, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. Look at verse 23. "Which is his body." Which is his body. that tells us that the church at Ephesus is also a body of Christ, the body of Christ. It is his body, as he writes to the Ephesians. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 through 20, speaking of Christ, verse 15, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, for by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, rather they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And yes, you heard it right. All things were created by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was with God. Jesus Christ was God. Jesus Christ is at the right hand of the Father. All things were created by him, in heaven and in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, just as we read in the Ephesian letter, Christ is over it all. Christ is over it all. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Verse 18, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. So we read here in verse number 18, Christ is the head of the body, the church, in relationship to the church at Colossus. The church at Colossus, or the church of the Colossians, was the body of Christ there in that place. We find similar language in the book of Romans, where the Roman church is identified as the body of Christ there. Now, most denominations, most religions, most those that would be classed as Protestants, we're not Protestants, we're Baptists. But most of those that would fall under the umbrella of being called a Protestant church, most believe that all of the saved everywhere around the world make up one big universal body. We believe that all of the saved, wherever they may be found, make up the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is called the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, is always a local, visible assembly. The assembly at Corinth was the body of Christ there. The assembly at Ephesus was the body of Christ there. The body, the church at Colossus, was the body of Christ there. The assembly at Rome was the body of Christ there. All individual bodies. The believers at Corinth were the body of Christ. Now, what's the second half of verse 27 in our text say? 1 Corinthians 12, writing to the Corinthians, now ye are the body of Christ, and he has spent a lot of time distinguishing the body is made up of many parts. There's a difference between parts and the body. There's one body, there's many parts. Don't be confused. He says to the Corinthian church, you are the body of Christ, but you are members in particular. All of them made up the body, but they were also particular members. in the making up of that body. And in Ephesians chapter 5, likewise we see this was true with the other New Testament assemblies that are spoken of. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 29. For no man ever yet hateth his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord, the church, for we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. The church is one body, as the Corinthians were one, the Ephesians were one, the Colossians were one, the Romans were one. One body, but made up of, each body was made up of many members. And each one of those members is a member in particular. Here's the church role. This is the Faith Baptist Church. Everyone who is a member is a part of Faith Baptist Church. These many parts make up one body. But while we make up one body, every particular one is a member in particular. Your body that you're sitting here listening to me tonight, trying to make some sense of what I'm saying, you've only got one body. But how many hundreds of parts make up this one body? And you just look at yourself. We're a bunch of parts. We're one body. There's not many bodies standing before you. If you're sitting out there and you're seeing more than one body up here, you're having a very similar problem that I have from time to time. I'm only one up here. But this one body is made up of many members in particular. Many members in particular. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 22. Speaking about what God has done with Christ, for Christ, through Christ. God hath put all things under Christ's feet. Verse 22. God has put all things under his feet, and God has made Jesus the head over all things to the church. It's really elementary. As he wrote to the Corinthian church or the Ephesian church or the Colossian church or one of the churches of Galatia or the Roman church, they were all in their particular locations one church, one body in Christ. But those one bodies were made up of many members. And of those one bodies that are made up of one, or those many members that make up one body, has one head. That's Jesus Christ. The Corinthians were one body, but all the members of the Corinthian church were members in particular, and Christ is the head of that church. Just as he was the head of the Ephesian church, the Colossian church, the Roman church, etc., etc. In chapter 5, verse 23 of Ephesians, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Colossians 1. Colossians 1. Verse verse 17 through 19. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. This is Christ we're speaking about, we're reading of. He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in Jesus, in him, should all fullness dwell. It is so simple. It is so simplistic. It's easy to think this is complicated. It is so simple. Trying to explain it, we come away thinking, well, we didn't do a very good job. But the church at Corinth was one church, one body. All the parts made up one church, one body. All the members of that one body are members in particular. As they're one, they're also seen as distinct in their makeup. And of that one body, that all the members are members in particular, Christ is the head. Is that simple enough for you? The point being, Faith Baptist Church, all the names on this piece of paper, Faith Baptist Church is one body. We're one. We're not many churches here. We're one church. We're one assembly. All of these names, most of your names are on here. All of these names make up the one body, which is Faith Baptist Church. And while we make up one body, we're all members in particular. And while we're one body and members in particular, Christ is our head. He's our head as far as authority. He's our head as far as, for lack of a better way of putting it, he's the brain of our operation. All authority belongs unto him. He is the Lord. He is the Christ. I find it interesting in a new way in studying for tonight's message. Going back to Ephesians, now think with me just for a second and see if this doesn't jump out at you. Speaking about God and what God has done in Christ, again, verse 20, which he wrought in Christ, God wrought this in Christ, when he raised him from the dead, set him on his own right hand in the heavenly places. Now listen to this description of Christ. Get this, because there's an application here in just a second. God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, brought him from the grave, set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Right now, God is seen as having his throne in heaven. Christ is right there on the right hand of God. There's only one Christ, right? Only one Jesus. And God has made him, placed him far above all principalities. You kind of see the word principalities as simply meaning powers, dominions, authorities. God has placed Jesus far above all principalities and powers and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put under his feet, put all things under his feet. Okay? What a description of Christ. What an exalted place God has given Christ. Well, it is this Christ, far above principalities and powers and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in the world that is, but the world to come. This Christ, God has made the head. This glorious, powerful, almighty Christ is the one that has been made the head of our church. See, he's not the meek and the mild and the lowly one who came to make the world a better place and got caught up in a bad set of circumstances. But he's the victorious Savior that God raised from the dead, set him on the right hand of the Father, has given him dominion over all of these things. This almighty, powerful one has been made the head of our church. The head of our church. Not some man. Not just some mere man. But Christ. Faith Baptist Church. One body. Well, there's only one piece of paper here representing that all these people make up one body. And yet all of these names that are recorded here are members in particular, and Christ is the head of this body. The almighty, all-powerful, all-authoritative one is Christ. And he's our head. Faith Baptist Church is the body of Christ. Every member makes up the body of Christ in this location. Faith Baptist Church is made up of many members in particular. We're one, and everybody is needed. There are no important parts and unimportant parts. We're one, and every part is needed. And all the parts make up one. And yet God maintains the distinction that there's many parts. He knows you. He knows me. He knows us who are a part of his body. And Christ is our head. So what is a church? What say ye? How do you answer that question? Church is a called out assembly of baptized believers covenanted together in faith. A church is not our work. A church is the work of the Lord. The Lord started his kind of a church during his personal ministry. He was all authority. He had all authority. And with all that authority, he established his kind of a church. He sent her out into the world to multiply after her kind and to continue to multiply after her kind until he comes again for her, and it could be any day now. That's why this morning, will you go with Christ? You say you're saved? I can't prove that one way or another. You say you're saved? Okay. Will you hear the Lord say to you, come and go with me. Come and go and be in the bride. Come and go and be a part of that bride. When Jesus Christ comes again in Revelation chapter 19, when the marriage of the supper comes and there's all this hallelujah is going on. They're saying hallelujah because the bride has made herself ready. When did the bride make herself ready? Here and now on planet Earth. The wedding, if you would, takes place in heaven. But you come and go with the Lord now. You say you're saved? Prove it. Put your light on the candlestick. You say you're saved? Prove it. Submit to scriptural baptism. Make your public profession known. Understand that the church is one body. And you're not a part of that one body until you make your profession of faith known, are scripturally baptized, and the Lord adds you to her. And so much time has been spent lately, and time well spent. In Ephesians chapter 4, Colossians chapter 1, again in Romans chapter 12, last week or two, we're called to walk worthy. Walk worthy of our vocation. Walk worthy of our calling. What's that all about? It's all about the message this night. Faith Baptist Church is one body. We're one, made up of many members. We're one body, and yet we are members in particular. Christ is our head. Is that not a high calling? To be a part of the one body that is Faith Baptist Church, to be a member of Faith Baptist Church, and to be known as a member in particular, to be a member of Faith Baptist Church, a member in particular, where Almighty Christ is the head. Is that not significant honor? Are we not called to walk worthy of our calling? Church is a call-out assembly of baptized believers covenanted together in faith. Faith Baptist Church is one, and yet you look and you see members in particular. We're one, members in particular. Christ is our head. And oh, how that's to be seen as a glorious honor. To think that He has saved you by His grace. Whew. What else could He do for you? Well, He could put you in one of His churches. His kind of churches. Woo! Isn't that a double blessing? To know you're saved and to know that the Lord has added you to one of His churches and you are a member in particular of one of His churches and Christ is the head of that church that you're a member of. What more could He do for you? I don't think there's anything else He could do for you other than take you to heaven. I mean, that just doesn't get any better until the Lord comes for His people and He takes that bride that is His. Let's stand and have a verse of song.